Well, that's so too, but they've been flying the relays, you see. Unloading and going back and reloading and coming again, you see.
And before they can hardly find out where they're coming from, though, you see. Well, if you get in the first blow on a man, you know, it's a surprise, but he's upset pretty well.
That lasts a little while, but it won't last very long. It's kind of like the smacking the fellow whenever you're right at him, you know, directly.
Yeah.
You think that thing over.
Murphy doesn't have to lick him before breakfast. They can take it long and wonder about it.
One thing we can do, we can lick them if it takes 10 years, because we can build more in 30 days than they can build in 12 months before that part goes.
Now, I'll be glad when I hear them walking over, getting over China with one of those big bombers.
The thing I want to know, the thing's going to do me most good is to know that when Tokyo is set afire, it's like a brush pile all over. And that's what's going to happen. It's bad for the average, the Jap, in other words, the class of folks who don't care about fighting. They're forced to it by the army, of course. Good gracious life. It won't be like Germany bombing England. When they get this thing started right, there's going to be a fire like nobody's ever heard tell of. And I don't care if they burn them, and they've always been classed as a brown or yellow class of folks. But when they get through scorching for this, boy, they'll all be brown. That's what I want. And show you how that the folks have reacted to it. The doggone recruiting stations can't be waited on today.
Well, I think that 90% of the men in America would pick up a gun and go after them today if they ever asked you.
Why, sure, I reckon they would.
Old men, and I saw a fellow downtown this morning. He's older man than I am. And he said that he'd be go tomorrow, be glad to go. He said, I'm standing the thing in front of me over there as long as I'm looking for those guys. He said, take anything that comes up. Sleep in the trenches, walk in the rain. Anything that's necessary to do, he says, just to kill a half of them.
Well, that's what's going to happen. Don't spare them anything. There's no need of talking about mercy. That's a thing of the past. Now, if you're stuck in the back and we've been stabbed in the back, they couldn't kill us just about stabbed us. Now it's time.
What do they do this? Notice that the paper tonight is heading this welders union is talking about striking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can they? If it's a strike now, it'd be treason, wouldn't it?
Yeah, they can't strike. They won't let us strike. The striking business is over in this country now.
I'll tell you what I believe we'll do.
I believe that our production will build up in 60 days' time to take the production over and above today will take care of what our losses will be in Japan, and the present setup will go ahead and take care of things like this. I believe that the American people will see to it.
Well, they ought to take whatever they need to win that war and win in a hurry. Whether you use them here or use them there, anybody, put them where they need them, in a gun factory, a munition factory, or anywhere else, any man of any age. Let everything else go and beat hell out of Japan first, and then come back and tell them to work at home after.
Yeah, well, the only thing is about it, after we get to Japan, then we just have to have England and Russia clean those damn Germans out. Lay all over it.
Well, they might well declare war on a whole bunch at one time.
Well, the Tokyo government is just a mouthpiece for Hitler anyway, and so after all, when you fight one, you fight the whole damn world.
Yeah.
And I don't believe it'll be 48 hours till there'll be a declaration of war against Germany and Italy.
Well, I believe they'll declare war on us in less than that time.
Well, it's predicted. The night's report. According to them, it's predicted that it'll come in 24 to 36 hours.
But Hitler has never declared war on anybody yet. That isn't his policy. Well, I don't know what to... There's no difference in it. He just goes into the nation and for some reason or other says he's got to have that country, or he never has declared war on Russia or any of the country he's taken over there. He just marched in and took them by surprise.
He's just so damn dirty, though.
Well, ain't no need nobody to tell me that Hitler can take the remnants that's left in Italy, which ain't nothing. That wouldn't make us a breakfast spell. In Japan, that's all he's got to whip the rest of the world. That's out of question.